Well, the Fort Wayne Farm Show is fast approaching. It's coming up on January 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum. And joining us here today is Dan Slowinski. He's the show director of the Fort Wayne Farm Show. And Dan, tell us all about the big event that's coming up here before you know it in Allen County.
We actually have 415 companies taking out 1,090 booths. So it's going to be jam-packed, full of equipment, dealers, reps from different, anything from seed companies to insurance companies, tools, tractors, combines, irrigation, you name it, we've got it.
And Dan, I understand that among the 414 companies, you have several dozen that are brand new to the Fort Wayne Farm Show this year.
We do. We actually have 48 new companies that were first-time exhibitors. So some of these companies are like Bad Dog Tools, Mullet Fencing, Golden Horizon, B&W Equipment, Mid-American Tool, and a lot more. So I mean, even if you've been to all 36 prior farm shows, I promise that there's something new that you'll see at this one.
And not only do you have all of these companies and all of these booths, but you really could get lost. You really need more than one day to peruse the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum because there's so much to see and do, even besides all of the companies and vendors who are going to be on site, Dan.
Yeah, like you mentioned, Allen County Soil and Water and Purdue University put on daily educational seminars in the Appleseed Room. They got all kinds of different topics. They start off with the market outlook. That's always the most attended seminar each year. And then they've got other topics this year. They've got pesticide applicator programs, farm emergency care, water resources. I know one of them is talking about different USDA programs. Something that they're also doing, Allen County, is different vendors that have some job openings. They're looking for some individuals to bring on board. If you're looking for a new job, they will have different badges on their booth that will signify that they have got job openings and are looking to bring people on board. And those companies will also be highlighted in the show guide. So if somebody's looking for either a career change or you get some of these FFA students looking to get in the workplace or just getting done with college, it's just another thing that they do to kind of help bring another aspect to the show there.
Dan, what I love about the Fort Wayne Farm Show is you can certainly go to a different website. So you can go online, but you get a whole fresh and different perspective when you're there in person and you get that opportunity to chat one-on-one with sales representatives, sometimes with engineers for the companies that manufacture the equipment that's there on site.
That to me was the biggest thing. Yes, it's a one-stop. They say it's a one-stop shop for everything. You know, we got with over 400 companies all under one roof. Like you said, you can do that sitting on your couch. But I think there's something special when you can look someone in the face, look them eye to eye, shaking hands with the different reps. And then if you've got questions, you can ask them right there on the spot. You don't have to send an email into it and let it get bounced around and maybe get an answer a couple of days later. You're talking to the people that have designed these new gadgets or have the new computer programs. You can ask them about any questions you have. They'll be able to answer you on the spot right there. And I just think I personally, I'd rather deal with people face to face.
Dan Slowinski joining us here as we talk about the Fort Wayne Farm Show. You also have a special auction that Indiana FFA is putting on the first 2 days of the event, Dan.
We do, yes. It is a live auction. It'll be in the atrium at 1 p.m. both Tuesday and Wednesday. They raise money for FFA students for scholarships, trips, raising money for jackets, all kinds of different things. Usually we raise over $20,000 for local FFA students. So I know it goes to a good, great cause as a former FFA student and officer myself. And we have got a lot of great exhibitors that donate different items that raise a lot of money for these kids.
And then, Dan, when it comes to giveaways, you have a whole host of vendor giveaways throughout the event, but you have a grand prize giveaway set for that last day of the convention on Thursday, Dan.
Courtesy of Plevna Implement Company, we have a zero-turn riding lawnmower, Time Cutter Max lawnmower, it's a free drawing for anybody that, right when you walk in, you sign up for it, and that's always a fun thing to be the one to make that phone call to let somebody know they're going home with a riding lawnmower.
What advice do you have for those who are on the fence or thinking about making that drive to Fort Wayne to experience the Fort Wayne Farm Show, Dan?
Well, it's kind of a surreal event. For us, this is our biggest farm show by far. When you first walk in, it almost captivates you. You're almost in awe, shock and awe when you walk in to see how they put everything together. You see all the equipment in one big showroom. It's something that once you go there, there's a reason that we get, you know, usually we average about 20,000 attendees coming throughout the 3 days. And there's a reason that these people keep coming back. It's the largest indoor farm show in the area. There's nothing like it anywhere nearby that I can promise you won't be disappointed. That's for sure.
Once again, the event, January 13th, 14th, and 15th, but a different show hours for the 3 days of the convention here, Dan.
Yep. So Tuesday, we kick things off. We're open 9 to 5. Wednesday, we're 9 to 8. We stay open late. And then Thursday, we wrap things up 9 to 4.
And the website is Trade Expos, all one word. It's tradexpos.com/Fort-Wayne-Farm-Show. And we'll have a link at our website if you would like to go straight to the Fort Wayne Farm Show. Of course, you could always Google Fort Wayne Farm Show 2026, and it'll take you there as well.
As you mentioned, that website, if you Google Fort Wayne Farm Show, or if they go onto your website and click the link on there, you will find a list of vendors. You will find a map of all three show floors, and you also find a seminar schedule on there as well. So you kind of plan the day. If you're deciding which day you want to go, maybe there's a certain seminar that interests you more. Maybe that's the better time to make the trip out then.
Once again, Dan Slowinski, show director of the Fort Wayne Farm Show, coming up January 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum. And of course, Hoosier Ag today will be there in full force all 3 days throughout the entirety of the Fort Wayne Farm Show. We'll be set up in the atrium. We'll have a little area there along with our good friends at US 93.3, which is based in Fort Wayne, the Allen County area there, our Hoosier Ag Today affiliate in Fort Wayne. Once again, Dan, thank you so much for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.